Car Yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs. Jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time, Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Welcome to Blue Water WACV. Listen, if any of the sponsors of this or any of the other Blue Water programs, if there is a service they can offer you, please, please spend your money with our sponsors to keep us on the air. I don't ask for money. I don't get paid. I don't believe the truth is for sale, so I throw it out there. But this network, Blue Water, is one of the very few independent series of stations out there. Nobody tells us what we can and can't say, you know, other than the FAA. That's very important, folks, because most of the other stations in this city and basically in this country are controlled by just a handful of corporations. This one isn't. It's very important that we honor our sponsors and keep the money coming so we can keep Blue Water up and going. This is News Talk 93.1 WACB. If you're listening on the app, thank you. If you don't know about that, you can go to WACB or just Google Talk Radio 93.1. You can go to the site and, listen to us.
NewsTalk93.1.com.
Thank you. There you go.
Our earlier caller, the one that was talking about the Overton window,
yes,
that's actually a book written by Glenn Beck. He called back to correct
Glenn
that.
Beck?
Yes.
What happened to him? He lost it for a while.
He has his own radio show. I listen to it every day.
Yeah, but for a while there, when Trump got elected, he went nuts about, we can never have Trump. Trump, you know.
Well, and I respect him. I listen to him daily, and I respect that he has that objectivity, that he's not a party man,
right,
that he buys into anything. He believes what he believes, and if you support that, then he will extol. If you don't, then he will berate you. So, I mean, he keeps himself honest, right?
Yeah.
We have Frank on line one.
Okay, let's listen to Frank.
Let's listen to Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
How are you doing?
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing real good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Hey, Nate, good to hear your voice again, by the way.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, Frank.
Get a room, you two.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
By the way, to me, anyway, the Overton window is totally being controlled and manipulated by the fallen angels. And I'm going to tell you why here in just a second. But the story that you told about John Wayne,
yes,
and the DNA manipulation and the radiation, you know, fallout and so forth.
Right.
That is a 100% true story.
Yes, it is.
Are you aware that in 1990, by the way, and my sister reminded me of this when I was diagnosed with cancer, said that Congress passed the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act in 1990, establishing a fund for the downwinders with cancer and serious illness apparently linked to the above-ground nuclear weapon testing that happened in southern Utah, primarily St. George.
Wow.
And compensation is capped at $50,000. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, that's an absolute law. So they... but it's capped at $50,000.
That's nothing these
What's
days.
What's interesting is, I don't know if you've ever been to St. George, Utah, or southern Utah. I've been there, you know, hundreds of times. Mm-hmm. My sister, too, lives in Salt Lake City. Mormons predominantly dominate southern Utah.
Right.
Okay? And they shun alcohol and tobacco and typically have extremely low cancer rates. But a study that was published by the National Journal of American Medical Association in 1984 showed that the Mormon population in southern Utah had 10 times the level of leukemia than any place else in the United States.
Oh, my God. From the testing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, this is from 6 months ago. My sister sent me this the same time we talked about this law.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clinic in St. George, which is brand new, and it has received an average of 140 new patients every year for the past 5 years.
Wow.
With the exact same cancer issues.
Yep.
All different kinds of cancers. And what they've done, Terry, it's just like I told you about the auto-nuclear testing.
Mm-hmm.
They manipulated our DNA.
Yep.
You know, basically.
Yep.
It's affected the DNA, and it goes through generations. See, this happened in the early 1950s, and it was stopped in 1959 and then started again in 1962, and then they went to underground testing.
Gotcha.
And you touched on something right there where it with the generations. Radiation is tetragenic, which means that it manipulates your DNA, not only in your body, but in your reproductive organs. So
exactly.
For men and women,
your
sperm, yep, your ovums are genetically altered. And so that compounds on itself. So then as your children carry, mm-hmm, some of that radiation damage, then they get their own. And it just keeps compounding down the generational line.
Terrible.
And that's exactly what's happened because in this clinic story, that they're telling stories of how they used to almost every morning have to. And we went through the same thing when Mount St. Helens blew up, and where we're still living in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had to scrape off the dust every morning from the windshield and you know, like over your sidewalk because there's
that's
so much
crazy
dust. But this was happening in southern Utah,
yep,
from this radiation testing. But
yep.
Anyway, that's not why I called. I decided to throw that in, but. Terry, I want to talk about what you talked about a little bit last week.
Because
I don't think a lot of people really take it seriously.
They don't.
This this deal that's going on in Virginia and gun confiscation and, mm-hmm. and the potentiality for that.
Yes.
This thing is getting really, really close. And I think everybody needs to pay just as much attention to this as they do to chemtrails.
Yep.
Because it's all linked to the same agenda.
Yes, it is.
And the American Babylon, and by the way, if you don't believe America's Babylon, then you're totally deceived, because do your own due diligence and research, because it definitely is.
Yes, I agree.
Well, and the other thing we need to do is we need to watch Virginia and watch how Virginia plays out, because that is the test case of gun confiscation.
It is.
And what's going to be important is not the Virginians defending their rights, but other Americans coming to their defense.
I'm going. The 20th, I'm there.
Exactly. Now, if you tie this in, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit from this article you sent me, Terry.
Okay.
But if you paraphrase Daniel 7, and he talks about the four beast powers, rise of the seas of humanity, and if you read them carefully, the first one is considered England, or the lion.
Right.
And then you got the eagle wings, which is the United States, the daughter of England. The bears, the Soviet Union.
Russia.
And then the leopard, which is Germany, fascism, and Islam. Okay?
Okay.
And then you've got the final beast, the deadliest one, okay, with the 10 horns.
Uh-huh.
That's the 10 bioregions of the world, or the United Nations. Okay.
Well, or the European Union.
Who knows?
Okay. Well, and I bring that up because Terry and I had talked about this about a year ago during Brexit, because for prophecy to become true, England had to leave the European Union to be its own beast. And so, therefore, Germany is going to have to leave at some point to become the leopard.
They will. I really believe they will.
Me too.
Now, go to the United Nations Charter. And I'm not going to read all the different deals, but I'm just going to reference Article 39, 40, and 41.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And summarize, because that gives the United Nations sole power and the sole decider of what is and of what is not a threat to peace, a breach of the peace, or an act of aggression.
So they can come into this country at their own pace or whenever they want to.
Exactly. And, I mean, do your diligence on it. Now, to me, guys, this has been the plan of the fallen angels. And if you go back to the Book of Enoch, you got to remember that the fallen angels fell around 3,000 B.C.
Right.
And per the Book of Enoch, they're going to be released after 70 generations. If you take 70 times 70 years, that puts in the early 1900s. Postman, we've talked about this a couple of times.
Right.
Okay? And they're released. And if you go to Daniel 12:4, it tells you about how knowledge will just explode and information will go to and fro. And if you think about that, for the first 5,000 years on Earth, we traveled by horseback, boat, carriage, walking to get around.
Yep.
Since the 1990s, we've got cars, planes, rockets, traveling to the moon in less than 100 years, okay? How is that possible? And you take a step back and think about it, and then you think, can gun confiscation actually happen in the United States?
Oh, heck yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of what's called the Hermon Hotel, H-E-R-M-O-N Hotel?
Mm-mm.
Mount Hermon and the United Nations. The United Nations, Mount Hermon straddles the border between Syria and Lebanon at 9,232 foot above sea level. On top of it, there is what's called the Hermon Hotel, which is supposedly a buffer zone between Syria and the Israel-occupied territory. And it's the highest permanently manned United Nations position in the world. Several people refer to it, because it's on the 33rd parallel, as the portal of the Nephilim.
Oh, wow.
And step back and see how this is all kind of starting to tie together. Wow. Why has the United Nations placed that there on Mount Hermon at the very top?
Oh, we know why.
Yeah. Hermon means forbidden place. And the fourth century transition, I think his name, a Latin Vulgate, his name was Jerome, okay, interpreted Hermon as meaning anthemia. Anthemia means someone or something intensely disliked or loathed, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to remember that Mount Hermon has a tremendous amount of spiritual significance.
Yes,
it is
does.
Not only placed the fallen angels when they fell, but is also the place where Jesus Christ made the proclamation that he is Messiah. Right there in Satan's domain, and you find that in Matthew 16:13 to 20, And we talked about this. This is where, you know, Peter asked, he says, you know, who do you say I am? And he says, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Right.
And it goes on. And this is the whole capulation of the Catholic Church. They think, they don't read the verse. And it says, I want to say that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Okay? Not on you, Peter, on this rock, right there on this spot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they don't read the whole, and there's a bit more here. Because what he says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whoever is loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
And I would be willing to say that once he said that, when he said the gates of hell would not prevail against it, against that, he was talking about that little gate that was on top of the mountain.
Frank,
hang on a second. We got to take a break. So hold on for me. We'll get back to you in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks. Folks, we'll be back in three agonizingly short minutes. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning. with 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound.
Arlo, he had a really funny song called Clamzo. It's on one of his albums, Ruben Clamzo. But anyway, we were talking to Frank. Let's continue to talk to Frank. Hey, Frank.
Okay, hey, guys. Hey, by the way, I don't know who's picked your bumper music tonight, but it's very, very good.
It is good, isn't it? Nathaniel Hicks is doing.
I can't take credit for it. I was raised by a hippie, so.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's my generation music, every bit of it.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, situated, and this is Caesarea Philippi. That's where Jesus, and when Matthew 16:13-20 took place, is situated 25 miles north of the Sea of Galilee at the base of Mount Hermon. It has probably the most abundant water supply in the entire land of Israel.
Wow.
And it's made it the entire area very fertile and attractive for religious worship for centuries. Numerous temples were built at the city, throughout time. The first one was called the Grotto of Pan. A spring emerged from the large cave, which became the center of pagan worship. Beginning in the 3rd century B.C., sacrifices were cast into the cave offerings to the god Pan. The god Pan, was half man, half goat, and considered, panic. That's how the word panic came across.
Ah, okay. I learned something tonight.
That's where the word panic came from. But it's also the place where the ancient bell worship took place. It's all in the same area. All right.
That's why, the Middle East is so important.
Yes. And then in 1666, by the way, which is an interesting number.
Yeah, no kidding.
Louis XIV of France authorized the building of an observatory in Paris to measure longitude. That was the beginning of what's called the Paris Zero Medium. And believe it or not, Paris Zero Medium, Mount Hermon and the ancient history of Dan, is located exactly 33 degrees east of the Paris Zero Medium longitude. And 33 degrees north of the equator.
What are the chances?
Both of them 33. That 33 number has become the number of the Freemasonry.
Yep.
The Knights Templars.
Yep.
And on and on and on. Now, I'm going to throw something at you here. Have you got this, and Jerry, this ties into what you're talking about Mars just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard what's called the Gilgal reference?
Yes. I've heard of it, but I don't remember what it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's one of the, it's considered, it's barely known. It's just starting to emerge, but it's considered one of the ancient wonders of the ancient world, and it's a Stonehenge-like monument standing atop Israel's Golan Heights.
Yeah.
Okay? And remember, Trump just said that the Golan Heights officially belongs to Israel.
Right.
Called the Gilgal Rephaim. That's how it's pronounced in Hebrew, the Rephaim. The Hebrew monument consists of five concentric stone rings the diameter of 155 meters, and its thickness is 3.3 meters. There's that 33 again.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Wow.
Now, it predates all the pyramids, and since 1968, Assyrians have deliberately concealed the site for many reasons, and they're just starting to find out, now why. But everybody that's really studying enough, do the research on it. They think it's an astronomical clock, and according to the research, it's the only site of Mesolithic astronomical complex on Earth that's been built by loose stones. And like I said, it predates the Great Pyramids of Egypt, and it's the oldest astronomical complex in the Middle East.
Wow.
And you can see it dramatically from the sky. You'll see the pictures when you Google it.
Right.
But it's believed to be related to the ghost spirit of the giant.
Oh, man.
Now, it's got two doors, okay?
Okay.
One door, it stands in the side at the sunrise, the longest day of the year, and the summer solstice.
Right.
And the second one is really, really interesting.
Now, I'll do you one better, okay? I got a couple, because I watch Ancient Aliens a lot, and the 33rd parallel does come up quite often. Guess what's in close proximity of the 33rd parallel in New Mexico? Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, that's Roswell stuff.
L.A.
I've got several goes by the 33rd parallel here in a minute.
Right. L.A. was it where the UFO lights in L.A. that happened near the 33rd parallel. Guess who died when they were 33 years old?
Jesus Christ. He died for 3 days in the year 33 A.D.
Yeah, and if you give numerical values to the words amen, it equals 33. So there's lots tie-ins in biblical references and alien references for 33.
Yep. Yeah, the 33 the 33rd parallel is really, really interesting. But this astronomical clock.
It has two entrances, you were saying?
Well, there's two major entrances. The first entrance is face of the northeast. And the second entrance is in the southeast. And it leads to the center of the circle, which points in the general direction of the June solstice.
Right.
And the first entrance points to what you call that place on Mars?
The Sidonia. It's called Sidonia.
Yes. Okay. And it's tied in the constellation Pleiades and the star cluster's peg. And it all ties into what's called the Dog Star. And Postman, that may, I haven't researched this 100%, but does that ring any bells?
The Dog Star?
Yeah, the Dog in connection to whatever is found on Mars.
That's serious.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
It's
a star. It's a star Sirius.
Is called Dog Star.
Yeah. That's where the Egyptian deities came from.
Right.
Yeah.
Osiris. They think this, whatever this is clocking something. They're not sure exactly is, but it's really, because I never heard of it until this week. I just ran across it this week. But they think it's a clock for some reason, it's tied into the fallen angels.
Wow.
But here's the last thing I want to leave you with. It's also believed, and I've firmly changed my opinion on this now, this is where Azazel is buried. Underneath this whole thing, okay? Because like I say, it's exactly 33, this site is exactly 33 miles from Mount Hermon.
Wow. It's not an accident.
I mean, there's that 33 again.
Yep.
And a lot of people believe that the cauldron of God is meant the abyss, where the descendant angels were imprisoned. But that is not what Enoch said. It says, make an opening in the desert that is at or by Dudadel. Okay, so Dudadel is not an opening or a prison. It is an area. And according to the books of Moses, the different books that Moses wrote,
right,
it must be a place east of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and it's connected to Mount Hermon.
Right.
Wow.
And that's all I found out so far on this. But
cool.
You think about this and go back to Virginia and the gun confiscation, and it all ties in because America is Babylon. It's about ready to fall.
Absolutely, okay? It is.
And this is how it's going to fall. And you say, how could that fall with Trump as president? You take Trump out, you take Pence out, and I'm just saying,
game over.
Game over.
Yep.
It's done.
You're right. Thank you, Frank.
And that's all it takes, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
buddy.
It.
Take care.
All right.
And with that, folks, we got to hit a big one of those. Wow. It's a message. One of those five-minute breakers, so we got to hit a five-minute break, over. Folks. Oh, yeah, excuse me while I'm passing cookies around the studio. Thank you, little short, mean woman.
Thank you.
Thank you, little short, mean woman. Whee! Okay, we got to take a five-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man steadily losing my voice, evidently, but we'll be back in 5 minutes. Folks, we're going to get into all kind of stuff. The show is just really halfway over, so stay with me. Stay with us. And remember, do your own research. It's very, very important. Because remember, something given you is never as valuable as something you yourself have to go work, sweat. It's called sweat equity. Look into it. It's really good. It's good for you. Well, at least that's what my dad used to tell me when he used to make me cut the grass. It's good for you, son. It teaches, just builds character. Makes you sweat, too. But that $5 was worth it. Cut that half acre. $5. Yay. Yeah. Had a big yard and push mower. That was fun. But anyway, this is Clearing the Air. We'll be back in 5 minutes, folks. I'm sitting in here with Nathaniel Hicks as our producer tonight, the incomparable postman, the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, young Jason Johnson. We'll be back.
blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great products and service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything. The Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. Are you having trouble reading, seeing road signs, watching TV? Don't worry, we can help. Call us today and schedule an eye exam. We now have two optometrists to meet your eye care needs. Dr. Larry Rogers and Dr. Greg Nelson are here to help you see the things you've been missing. Comprehensive eye exams, top-of-the-line materials, and excellent customer care. That's what we do. Call us today at 272-2115 or stop by 306 Coliseum Boulevard. Make seeing clear great again. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of severe weather is now moving out of the area. The threat of showers will continue into the evening hours. Continued windy as well. The overnight low temperature 49. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, but not zero. With a high temperature in the upper 60s, we could see an isolated shower, then a better chance of rain on Sunday night. There will be more rain in the forecast from time to time, Monday through Wednesday. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the leaves are
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, I got a letter. Miss Rosie gave me a letter, I guess, came to the station. Yeah, I know it did, because Rick said something to me about it. From some guests of the county jail. And a really good letter talking about how much they appreciate the spirituality. And, folks, I think you really have to draw. There's a huge difference between religion and spirituality. Religion is what happens anytime man gets involved in a relationship between the Creator and his creation. That would be us. Nothing is more important than the personal relationship you have with your Creator. Church is what happens, like I said, man gets involved. That's where all these crazy rules come from. That's how all these different denominations get started, because they have, you know, human traits, jealousy, greed, you know, you name them. You go down the list, and then you get 15 different congregations sprout up. Going to church, in a way, it's a good thing, because like-minded people keeping you, holding you accountable. That's what we're supposed to do. However, I still go back and I maintain that your personal relationship with Yeshua, Jesus, is more important than church. You've got to have a relationship with him. Get on your knees, talk to him, and pray, you know, just talk to him. Because that's what he wants. He longs for a relationship with his most prized creation, and that's you. So very important that you do that. But thanks, you guys, all you guys who wrote me, who continually write me, and especially you guys who are locked up right now. I'm praying for you, man. I really am. Hang in there.
You know, and something to tag along with that, it's not important where you worship God. In fact, you should worship God everywhere.
True.
It's not a requirement that you go to a specific building.
No.
Because guess what? God's not there. He's everywhere.
Yep.
I'm here I get on my soapbox.
Climb aboard.
I get so tired of the way that church is run. I guess I would be a purist, if you will. I don't believe churches should have names. It should just be called church.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have a website, shouldn't have a coffee bar, shouldn't have a library where you can buy, you know, your favorite church coaster and your favorite church thermos. And,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm with you.
That's not the purpose.
No, that's humanizing it.
And it's advertising. God doesn't. Do you really think that God needs you to advertise for him?
No, there is no 1-900-GOD.
Right.
Know, there is no www.god.com.
The way you advertise for God is your witness. The way that you carry yourself in
exactly.
the world.
They will see God through you.
Because more than likely, whatever you carrying around your you know, Twin Oaks Presbyterian All God Ministry Church thermos and acting like a heathen is not doing any favors for God.
No, it's hurting.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm a big proponent of, you know, and maybe it's because I was raised in the Catholic faith and we don't have fancy names for our churches. They come from saints. They come from, you know, days of holiness. They're not some gitchy little name that we give our church. Or and there is no coffee bar there.
Oh.
But be that as it may, I'm not trying to promote one religion over another.
Good.
What I'm saying is it needs to go back to simplicity. It needs
Absolutely.
To go back to a personal relationship, like you said,
mm-hmm.
where you are, because guess what? A tithe is great, but it's not what God really wants. He doesn't want your money. Guess what he really wants? He wants the thing that is most valuable to you, and that is your time.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Nate. You're right.
And here's me stepping back off of my soapbox.
No, you're absolutely right. That's right. Time is precious. So, and remember, when God says you shall not worship another god, he's not necessarily talking about another pagan god. He's talking about possessions. Maybe it's the big screen TVs. Maybe it's your handheld device that you just can't seem to get away from. Maybe it's whatever you're really, really into, you know? God wants you to put him above that. That's kind of what it's all about. But without a doubt, he created us. We are certainly a creation of very, very intelligence. Something so intelligent we can't wrap our minds around it created us. And I call that God. That's my own personal belief. But, hey, I'm not trying to push this on you. I'm just telling you what's true and what's not true.
It's interesting that you get a letter from the prison system because those people have nothing but time on their hands.
Exactly.
And they don't have the distractions. They don't have the other false gods to keep them occupied. And so they're searching for truth, and they're hungry for it and thirsty for it.
Exactly. And I'll tell you something else, and I've said this on the show before. I have felt the presence of God in AA and NA meetings more than I ever have in any church I've ever been in. You could feel it because these people have nothing. They have drinking or drugged their way down to nothingness. They have nothing. And I got to tell you, I can't help but think that sometimes the only way you can look up is when you're flat on your back laying flat on the ground. Maybe that's what it takes. I know it's what it takes, what it took for me.
And here's something that happened to me before I came to the show today. About 5 minutes before I got here, Terry, I always eat dinner before I come over here.
Right.
And just so happened today, they gave me a free meal.
Who did? The people with the place where you ate?
Yeah, I won't say who did.
You don't have to. It's okay.
But they gave me a free meal today. I ate for free today. But
Western Sizzling didn't care if you mentioned that.
When I walked out of the restaurant, I walked right into somebody that was hungry. I was blown away. I mean, this guy said, "Look, man," he said, "Can you help me out?" He said, "Hey, sir, can you help me out?" And I said, "Yeah, what you need?" Like that.
Yeah.
And he said, "Look, man," he said, "I don't want your money." He said, "Man, me, my wife, and my daughter, we're hungry, we're starving. You know, we need some food." And I said, "Oh man!" I mean, right then, you know, I was touched. So, I told him I was kind of in a hurry, and he rushed on in. I paid for his food, and I left.
That's cool.
And you know what reminds me of the biblical verse of the forgiving of the debt. And in the Bible, it's a bad example because the debtor is forgiven his debt, but he doesn't forgive the debt owed to him by another person. But Postman was forgiven a debt of paying for his food, and he took it that one step further and multiplied it even by buying food for several people as opposed to just one person.
Proud of you, man. Good job.
That's amazing.
It's so easy, and I'm guilty of this, of getting jaded, because, you know, Jason will tell you, because he's had the experience with these people that he allowed to stay in his home, and they took advantage of him. There's a group of people out there who all take turns working intersections, begging for money, and all the money goes in a pool. They buy their dope with it, you know, and they shoot up or whatever it is they do. That makes me mad, because there are real people out there, as Postman just told you, that are really struggling and hurting, and they want the basic necessities. They don't want their wife and kids to starve. And I guarantee you, if there had only been enough money for two of them to eat, he would have given them the food to his wife and his child, because that's what you do. It breaks my heart. But there are real needy people out there, believe it or not. Just got to have discernment, I guess is the word.
I was going to buy food for all three of them, but he said, "Look, man," he said, "you don't need to do that. I don't want to put that on you." He said, just buy enough that we can, that both, all three of us can eat out of the same plate. I'm like, wow, man.
That's good. Yeah. That's genuine. I've told this story before. I had one genuine experience. I stopped at the Shell, and the kid said, "Can you help me out with gas?" And I'm kind of leery. He says, "Look, I'm not from here. I'm supposed to stay at a church tonight. And can you help me?" And I'm like, and then his cell phone rings. And he says, "Oh, it's my pastor. Everything's okay. He's on his way to get me. I don't need any money after all." And I said, wow. He was telling the truth. What are the chances? These eyes. All right, guys. This is Clearing the Air. This is a short 3-minute break. And we get back, we're going to get into some aliens, UFOs, stuff like that. I've got some stories we want to get into. But far from finished. We're going till 10 tonight. So stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. 272-9228.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Great song, Nazareth. I never liked Love Hurts. That's one of the most horrible. I know. You're looking at me like, that's sacrilege. It's a terrible, terrible song. But it's just so emotionally, it's the last thing you want to hear when you just had a breakup. But anyway, welcome back to the program.
That's what it was for. It's so good
to be here. Yeah, I know that's what it was for. But I never really liked Nazareth till that song came out, and it didn't get a whole lot of airplay. But that's the cool thing about iTunes. You can go in and find songs that you hadn't heard in forever, and it's really cool. I mentioned earlier that the Trump had five Pentagon officials resign prior to him killing. And that right there should tell you who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, all that kind of stuff. Because if he was agency, and I believe he was, then other agency people are not exactly going to be real happy about what happened. It's crazy to me how deep these people are embedded in our government. And I got to tell you, the only way I see the swamp can be drained is a complete reboot of our government. That's what it's going to take. I don't know how you could do that without us. You'd have to have the military on high alert. Oh, and speaking of that, I was mentioning this to my mom the other day when we were talking. If they're going to bring the UN in, or if the UN's going to take it upon themselves to come into Virginia and start gun confiscation, the deep state's going to have to make sure that the vast majority of our military is not on this continent. So that would mean starting something somewhere, sending them to Iran, Iraq, somewhere, get them off American soil before this thing happens.
Now, you want to do a complete reset?
Yes.
All we have to do is expose everything related to Epstein, Epstein Island, Lolita Express. It would bring down the whole entire
thing. It would. 80% of the government is corrupt. I believe that.
Because the ones, even the ones that weren't a part of it, knew about it.
And chose to do nothing.
So, they're all guilty.
I agree. You know, and I remember the Pentagon, they went and did an audit of the computer and the number of pedophile and porn sites and stuff. It's sickening, folks. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important to really, in the upcoming election this 2020 year, to go out and vote. Because I think back in, you know, what was it, 2017, when the Roy Moore and
the
Luthra and all that, and then the Democrat, was it Doug Jones, ended up winning. It's because Republicans stayed home because they became disenfranchised. And really, I think they also thought, there's no way that Doug Jones is going to win.
Well, now, you also had Shelby, who told people to write people in. And it turns out, I guess, about the number of votes that were write-ins would have made the difference between Roy Moore getting it and Doug Jones not.
But it's not important. It's not just important to re-elect Trump. It's important to get true conservatives, not even just Republicans, but true conservatives in place so that the swamp can be drained. To be quite honest, I would much rather have, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, a brand new Democrat that has no political leanings in than the continued Republican, staunch, corrupt.
The ones that did not want Trump to begin with.
Corruption.
If we elect a politician, nothing will get done.
Right.
We got to elect people that are not politicians. Otherwise, they're just going to keep playing the same games.
But I really truly believe, after all the impeachment debacle and everything, that Nancy Pelosi's days are numbered, and I really, really hope that they win the House back and that all of this can just be put behind us.
I do too, but I just, they have changed this country in such vile and...
systematically changed it.
They have, and the thing is, they've made everything they've done legal. Because they control the Justice Department. They control all three branches of our government in one form or another. That's what concerns me. And this is no longer of and for the people. Not anymore. They don't care about us.
You forget about the fourth branch of government, media.
Yeah. Well, the media is the biggest weapon the deep state has. I mean, it really is. It's the biggest weapon they have. And it's extremely effective. If you go back to the guy who basically founded propaganda, you know, the Nazis adopted his style. When you don't have any opposing view, this is what happens.
Goebbels, you mean, right?
No, not Goebbels. I can't think anymore. I can't remember the guy's name who basically founded propaganda, but...
Eichmann?
No, he wasn't a Nazi, believe it or not. I think he was a Brit. Imagine that. The British. I don't even get me started on the British. But anyway, the media, you know, the founding fathers, they had fear of newspapers being controlled all without giving a dissenting view, because you should get both sides of everything and make up your own mind based on the facts as to what's true and what's not. But we're not getting that anymore. We're getting one thought, one dynamic, and that's all we're getting. And they're basically telling us this is how it is. Trump's evil. Hillary won, but Trump stole the election thanks to the Russians who helped him because he's really a Russian agent, which is total BS.
And they all put it on repeat.
Over and over and over. Even my mom told me a year or two ago, she said, you know, I'm watching it like ABC, and they're telling this story about Trump. She flips over, and they're using the exact same words, telling the same story. They're following a script, and they're all spouting the same BS.
So
that all
light,
of them.
That light came on in her head, didn't it?
Yeah. She, you know, she's not dumb. She's extremely intelligent. She saw it. Folks, you got to wake up to this. Don't believe just because the media says it. Doesn't mean it's true. I always go back to Cronkite, JFK. Cronkite looks us in the eye on the CBS Evening News and says, well, they found the rifle today. A German Mauser, German sniper rifle from World War II was used to kill the president. 2 weeks later, it's a Mannlicher Carcano, he tells us, but nobody ever explains how a Mauser turned into a Mannlicher Carcano. And come to find out, he's a big member in the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a big globalist. He was even given an award for being their number one globalist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got this guy who's supposed to be entrusted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's supposed to be telling us the truth. We all sit on the couch and listen to him and believe what he says. He's the enemy of the state.
He sits on a throne of lies.
He's a liar, a big-time liar. And it's just, you know, come on, folks. The only way you're going to find truth is to look for it. Don't sit back and expect it to be told to you. It's not going to happen. You got to look for it. You got to find it. You know, the sad thing is, everything in my life has become difficult. The laptop I've had forever that I love and adore, my laptop, I can no longer get on my YouTube channel anymore. They blocked that. They've hacked my computer. I have now, if I want to do a movie, I have to create it on this computer, put it on a thumb drive, go to my other computer that I just bought, put it in that one, then sign on to YouTube and put it on that. Everything's difficult. That's the way they want it to be. They want everything to be just a little bit harder, hoping you'll give up. The search for truth is that way. It's not easy, but it's worth it. You've got to give, you got to have the intestinal fortitude to do it, to want to know the truth, and look for it. Okay, you're mooching towards the mic. You're fixing to say something.
No, I can wait.
Okay, you can wait. All right, well, because he's giving me that sign, which means stretch, talk some more, talk some more. So that's what I'm trying to do, trying to talk some more. If you haven't had a chance to go to our official Clearing the Air Facebook page, please do so. I have no idea how to tell you how to get there other than to Google Facebook Clearing the Air, and it should take you there. I put a video on there of fibers growing out of a sack of what looks like my hair. Just look at the video. Four fibers form out and crawl like snakes out of this clump. Just take a look at it. It's pretty bizarre.
Very wild.
It is wild. But this is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, and we will be back, folks. Wow, 5 minutes. We have a phone call? No. Tell the number. What number? Starts with a B. Starts with a B. Ends with a B. Three letters. Starts with a B. Ends with a B. Three letters. 10 seconds, Bob. Bob! Right! 272-9228. 272-9228. All together. 272-9228.